Gotta rock my COVID team.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 69, my favorite number of the Pickup Podcast.
Here.
And my co-host Marcus, Reggie somewhere beating off. Got my boy, special guest. Y'all might have remembered him. My boy Wendell, you know, from Chocolate City. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. DC, you know what I mean?
Good. It was good.
You know what I'm saying? So today we're going to talk about a Washington football team name change, Lou Will, the legend, the NBA bubble, and just everything dealing with the NBA and what's going on, and McClure Maker going to Howard and NFL and their shenanigans. Pat Mahomes getting paid. Stay tuned. Be right back to this.
Let's get it.
Shoot. All right. We got Wendell here, perfect person to ask, from D.C., you know what I'm saying? I believe lifelong Washington football fan.
Yes, sir.
All right, so how did you feel about the name, the mascot that's been going on? Like, what was your thoughts on that before all this came about recently?
You talking about the Redskins name, period? Yeah. So the Redskins name didn't bother me personally, right? I got no stake in that, but I can understand why people would be offended by the jump. You know, if it was a team called whatever, the Mobile Negroes, you know, I'd probably have an issue with that, right? So I can understand how another ethnic group would have issues with I wouldn't necessarily say derogatory name, but definitely not at politically best, correct name, right?
I mean, a good portion of the Native American community says a racial slur. So that's what I'm gonna go with. That's what I've always went with.
That's fair. Yeah, I might be miseducated on it too, right? And that's another thing, right? If I'm miseducated on it, somebody else is telling me that this is what it means, then cool.
You know, kind of what I look at, like, you could ask a 80-year-old black person from the South what nigga means to them, and then you can ask someone maybe Marcus' age what it means to them, and you might get two different things, and that's what I think the disconnect or the separation is with that word. Is like, you could ask a Native American that maybe isn't as culture, or just maybe just doesn't get as offended as easy, and they'd be like, oh, it's not a big deal. But once I hear like a good amount of people like from another culture tell me something's bad, I'm just rock with that, you know what I'm saying? Cause you can get some black people that tell white people it's okay to say nigga around them, but that don't mean it's cool for all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how I feel about it personally. Cause I was really ignorant. Like growing up, I lived in Virginia, and actually my first starter jacket was a Redskins jacket. You know what I'm saying? It was a black Redskins jacket. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure my parents didn't know what that shit was, and I really didn't know probably until the last maybe 10 years.
Right.
Like that, you know.
So the way I always thought Redskin was tantamount to or comparable to like Negro or Oriental. So not necessarily like a slur as far as like, you know, nigger or or chink or whatever, but definitely a term coined by white people to describe someone that's not white, right? So I could get how somebody would find it offensive for sure.
Well, how do you feel about your owner who was somewhat educated on this? I mean, he's owned the team for like over 20 some years, but he's been educated at least to a population who is offended, and he was like, I'll never change the name. How do you feel, and what do most Washington fans kind of, what's the sentiment on him? Because a lot of people say he's like one of the worst owners in the league.
Yeah, Snyder's trash, bro. No real Redskin fan like Snyder, bro. Snyder has no desire to win. Snyder is all about money, and he does that any way he can. That's why you see these. He's historically known for these mega deals for washed up players because he knows those players are going to have crazy jersey sales, right? Among other things. So I was actually hoping with all this scandal and stuff that came out with the sexual harassment and sexual assault and all this stuff that was coming out, man, I was keeping my fingers crossed that they would force Snyder to sell, man, because Snyder is trash, man. And any Redskins fan you talk to will say the same thing. Yeah.
What's your thoughts, Marcus? What did you think of this whole thing? And then, like, Ron Rivera, our old coach, being kind of thrown into all this and being told to, you know, help pick a name and all that kind of stuff. Along with the other scandal that's going on, and aside from
all this stuff happening at the same time, is was crazy to me, just because he was president during the Jerry Richardson scandal. With him getting ushered out in Carolina. And from what I read on that, he was kind of one of the main people that a lot of people, he got a lot of flack for supporting Richardson as a person, for being the owner, the good guy that he was in the office, at least to everyone else. I think everyone remembers the breaking down the huddle with Mr. Richardson on three before, I think it was a playoff game.
I forgot what was. Somebody brought that up recently. Like
it was before, like right after it, that whole thing popped off. Yeah, I think it was before the Saints playoff game. So,
being a good company,
yeah, man. And all of that, you know, it's, and now he's going into a brand new situation, brand new owner. He ain't even barely got his feet wet, you know, and all this shit's popping off again. So I think he knows a little better now. I think he's handled it now. A little better. There's a little less, like party line loyalty involved, and I do think that in the grand scheme of things, he's doing the right thing. He's a culture guy, so he's gonna come in. He's gonna change their culture. That's one thing that I will say that he was great for. He brought a excellent culture to our locker room. Just a team environment changed it dramatically over the last decade. And I think he'll do something similar that we're watching. I don't think anything could have, like, worked out more perfectly as far as having the right coach to walk in and deal with all of this. So, if anything, it can go nowhere but up from here. It can't go any worse.
Hey, Wendell, are you hopeful for y'all future? Like, just in general, like, y'all got a new coach. Still got the same owner, but they're clearing out a lot of the front office. I'm not really up to date on y'all roster and stuff. I know people weren't big on y'all quarterback. And then now I think I saw Alex Smith is trying to come back or something like that.
Yeah.
Did I see that?
Yeah. So I'm hopeful for sure, man. I think a lot of, like you said, a lot of the pieces are in play, right? Like we got rid of, the name slipped me, the GM, who's been an issue for a while, right? So we
A dude who it was that whole shit with him and what's my man Trent Williams?
Trent Williams, right? Yep. He precipitated all that stuff, bro. Like he's got a history of bad decisions in the front office, man. So got rid of him, overhauled the coaching staff. So one of the things that I heard about Gruden's practices, man. I want to say it was Ha Ha Clinton Dix that made the statement talking about when he came in, he said practice wasn't practice, man. He said them cats was out there goofing around, playing. Nobody was really out there doing work. He said it was a really lazy culture in the whole Redskins facility, man. So I'm hoping they can turn some stuff around, man. There's a lot of pieces in play that can make that happen. They got good talent on both sides of the ball right now. Do I think they have enough to like really turn things around in one, two seasons? Probably not, man. They're going to have to make some good draft picks, do a lot of work in free agency next year. Cause they didn't really do much of anything in free agency this year. But The pieces are there.
I will shoot him some belt because it's pretty devastating to sign, like, you know, your QB1, and then he had that kind of injury, and then you kind of had your old coach who wasn't – I don't know if he was big on Haskins. I forget.
He wasn't.
He wasn't, right? And sorry, that's – when you got that much invested into the quarterback position and you still don't really have anything, like, even, like, really – solid to look forward to.
So
set you back for a while.
The thing is, man, Haskins, like, cats ain't giving Haskins a chance, man. He came out, he played what, seven or eight games last year, maybe more. I got to look at the stats, but he didn't do terrible in those games, man. He did all right. He didn't look like a tier one quarterback, obviously not even a tier two quarterback, but he didn't look like trash either, man. So I think they got to let Haskins do his thing this year. New coach, a coach who's used to coaching a quarterback with a similar playing style as Haskins, also, right? So, if they give him a chance, man, I think Haskins can do all right, man. I'm not one of these cats that's on the fuck Haskins train already, man.
Seven games is way too early for that, and especially
right.
Like horrible. Like his first two or three games weren't great, but you know, he's thrown to a bad team, like a bad offense. Mm-hmm. And the first two games, I want to say he had like what, three or four picks, and he only had like two over his last like four games. Yep. So you can, I mean, he started and he won. He beat the Panthers. So, so shout out Ron Rivera for that one too.
Because I know. You're heavy in the football as opposed to basketball. I'm going to get these football topics off. Pat Mahomes got paid. I don't even know if it still, like, officially came out exactly how much it potentially can make. Last thing I heard was, like, somewhere in the 400, 500.
That's the max that I heard. It's 503.
We're just going to say he got a lot of money guaranteed. With the potential, but more than likely it's going to get renegotiated, but it was over like a decade, something like that. Unprecedented deal. Does he deserve it? Let me not say that, because I don't even like asking that. Is he worth all this money? Would you pay him that? For that long?
So, I think it was stupid on his part to sign a contract for that long, man. And if I'm not mistaken, a lot of the money isn't guaranteed, right? It's like it's a lot of
seems like stipulations in it.
Yeah. I can't remember the word they used for it, but it
renegotiated.
It's a lot like of it is incentive.
It seems like it's almost like I'm letting you know that I want to be here. But just in case some shit happened, like, we can renegotiate this, and it seemed like in the hundreds of millions is what's guaranteed as opposed to the 400 and 500 million.
Right. I just think locking yourself down for 10 years is crazy to me for a quarterback in the NFL. But, hey, you know, if somebody offered me $500 million to play for 10 years, you know, I wouldn't turn it down either, but... yeah.
What you think, Marcus?
Man, he's a goat for that. That is some goat moves right there, man. You lock down $200 million off rip. Anything like just $200 million in the bank right now. You retire tomorrow. Turn that up, man. I need all of that.
Damn.
And at the end of this this is what I think a lot of people are missing about this. We're talking about a guy that's what, 24 years old right now, 25 years old. At the end of this contract, given the way that he plays, he's not extreme. He's not a physical guy. He plays mostly behind the line of scrimmage in the pocket. He's pretty good at avoiding hits. And 35 years old, look at how Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers are. They're still top 10 quarterbacks in the league at age 35 plus. And shoot, Peyton Manning had the best season of all time at 38. So, you're looking at 35 years old, he could be $500 million in, and be in line for another big contract because he's still going to be worth it.
Yeah. Potentially. He over here buying steak and the Royals and all that.
Yeah, saw that. Investing his money. So his money is going to make money.
Hopefully.
The Royals are just as big as the Chiefs out there.
I only say hopefully because of the pandemic and shit.
They're in KCK. So that side of the town, you know, that's the only sports franchise in KCK, like major sports franchise. All of the other ones are on the Missouri side.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Dude already a legend. Like, some people are saying he's the best quarterback ever already. I'm just saying some people are saying that. I'm not even going to have that discussion just because it's just like, come on, man. Even let's just say it's true, right? It's just like, dude, this is only like his what? This would be his what, fourth year in the league?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, fourth year in the league. It's just like, I don't even want to even talk about that kind of shit.
Yeah. I'm going to say because he is the most talented person that I have ever seen throw football. And that's what that comes down to for me. I've never seen a person throw football the way he does, take care of the ball, and then win games. And I don't care who's on his team. We can talk about Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and whoever else. Like, it doesn't matter. He fucking wins.
Yeah.
There's been people with more that choke. And they're supposed to be elite. So.
Absolutely. The NFL deciding to play the Black National Anthem. Wendell, is this pandering 101? You know what I want to ask? How many black people, what do you think percentage of black people actually know the Black National Anthem? I don't know it. I'm just being real. Don't know it.
Probably a minuscule percentage, man. I know the name of it. I couldn't tell you the lyrics to save my life, man. But yeah, it's definitely pandering. But you know, we in pandering season right now, man. Everybody's pandering. So my whole thing with the Black National Anthem is, I don't know. I definitely think it's pandering. I'm not gonna get too political on this joint right now.
But I gotta get ready, brother.
My thing is, I gotta get ready to rock though. So I'm not really gonna have time to break it out, man.
I feel you.
But it's definitely pandering, man. Pandering 101.
What you think about this, Marcus? You want to hear the Black National Anthem while you drinking a cold brew on a Sunday?
Absolutely not, man. Unless we all agree to pick a Black National Anthem. I don't know if it's relevant anymore. I can't tell you the words to it. The people that are watching it can't tell you the words to it. It's not for this audience. So I don't feel like it could be our national anthem. Now, you said some shit like that everybody gonna fuck with. Like
this Dipset anthem? Yeah. Like, they play that. Today's day. Got the boule up in the suitcase. Go uptown to Harlem. Tell them that I sent you. Tell them it's August. I'm going to November. You know what I'm saying? They play that. I'm down for that. I stand up. Hey, ain't no chess, motherfucker. Salute, motherfucker.
I know you've been getting corny with it, a little corny with it lately, but colleges have adopted swag surf almost as a sort of anthem.
Yo, with the swag surf, because I feel like swag surf wasn't cool when it came out. Like, I like the song, right? But I feel like no one else really said anything about it. And then, like, 5 years ago, that became, like, the brunch anthem or some shit. Like,
and me being in middle school when it came out, just I wasn't in, obviously, like, no older crowd, so I can't say how they felt. But in middle school, it was the shit.
Okay.
Hold on, when did swag surf come out?
Like, 07. Or 08, something.
That one sounds of about right.
Okay. All right. I say, damn, middle school. I remember this shit being played in the clubs. And
I'm 20. So.
Okay. Yeah, swag surf was live when it came out, man.
And then Wayne remix came out. That yep. shit took it. So.
Oh, yeah. You talking about No Ceilings? That's like yeah. the first thing I go to on No Ceilings whenever I like revisit that shit. Okay. I don't know the words, but I know it's lower, man.
Yeah.
Okay. You know how you do. Okay. No one ever got it. I know you come in like that, you know. That's my shit, yeah. Yeah, man. I'm good on that, and it seems like y'all are good on that. Let's stick to being black. We didn't get to touch on this last time. McCoor Maker, I believe that's how you say his name. If not, I apologize. He decided to go to Howard University. So my question, you know, a lot of people were really praises and was up in good spirits about this, and that's great. Is this a big win or a small win? Because from my understanding, he's not really like one of those top prospects. He's like, he's a top prospect, but not like a top five or a top 10 prospect. So it's not like a Zion going to a HBCU or Cassius Stanley or Mikey Williams or somebody like that. You know what I mean? It's not the same thing. So what did y'all think of this? Do you think this is the beginning of a new trend, or if this is just a one-off, or this not a big deal, or small victory? What do y'all think?
Yeah, I think it's hopefully it's the start of a new trend, man. I can't say. I know. I think I read that Bronny was talking about committing to a HBCU also. If it's the start of a new trend, man, I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, I love all things black, man. So if we can start keeping money in our own communities. Start making these other, especially making these other schools appreciate us more, I suppose, is the word I'm looking for. I love it, man. Every bit of it.
I hope it start a new trend. It's one of those things that when you see these athletes coming up and the things they're being sold on, is some things that they can't compete with the HBCUs. They just financially cannot compete with. And part of that is because no one starts the trend of going there. The money will start the money will follow eventually. So then you get to a point where they will be able to compete just on a rate without it having to be a fad thing. And that's when should have get popping for real with that scene. And that's what I want to see.
How do you guys feel about people saying all that's doing is transferring exploitation from a PWI to HBCU?
I mean, that's not really 100% true, because these athletic programs pay for a lot of the school, like the actual facilities for learning. So if you're going to bring in more in athletics and it's going to facilitate the actual education at these schools, which is what a lot of people hold HBCUs like down for, is that it's not always, especially the smaller ones. Like, we always talk about HBCUs and we talk about like Howard, Morehouse, Spelman, you know, the more known ones, but there's also the smaller ones in these states, and they're sometimes seen as lesser in education value. So you can start to bring more funds into the actually improving education, that might be able to break that stigma as well. So I don't think it's really exploitation from one hands to another. It might be what Wendell said, actually bringing the money and keeping it back in our own communities.
But is it not, I'm just throwing this stuff out. Is it not exploitation if they're not getting paid, but like they're selling their jerseys and they're funding like the science department and stuff, you know?
I mean, like I said, it depends on who you're funding. It's exploitation because they're not being paid. Like, if you're going to ask, and you ask that shit like a lawyer, like, yes or no? Yes, it is. But,
I'm just being a devil.
The motive behind it can justify the means.
Like, me personally, I mean, I do agree. Yes, you're still getting exploited by institution, but would I rather get exploited by my people and it benefit my whole community? Yes. Yes, if I had to go to school for a year or two or three and I was a big draw, would I feel better being a big draw and being this I don't know, this piece of entertainment for all to come see? If it was my people, yeah, I would feel a whole lot better than if it was a bunch of white people and, you know. Go ahead.
What is Zion gain from Duke other than the legal like 500,000? Like I'm talking about like personally, what did he gain from Duke, and who did he benefit when he went to Duke? And look at that flip, you know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
because even if
Take
you
that
want
to
to.
South Carolina State instead of Duke,
Yeah, I
and
agree. Because
I
even
would
if
be
you
better.
even if you want to say the Duke Network, right? Even if you want to say the Duke Network is what he benefited from, as of right now, he almost hasn't because he's going through stuff with agents and managers and shit. So the whole having smart people around, I'm not saying he did anything wrong, but the whole having smart people around hasn't really benefited him so much right now. So I mean, he could, like you said, he could have went anywhere and did
Right,
that, and it
get
would have been a
people
joke.
and come back, still get drafted top 10. So if you're already looked at as being a lottery pick out of high school, unless barring something traumatic, you're basically gonna be. So it's not like you really gain that much of an advantage of, oh, I gotta go to Duke to solidify my top spot. Like, no, Zion could have went and played in Australia or Spain or whatever and still been the number one pick just because he's 6'7", 280, and has like a 44-inch vertical or whatever, and all that on film that he can do, he'll do over there too. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think the stigma behind it, other than like I said, what these schools can financially do under the table, like they can, all right, well, you come to Duke versus Kansas, which I think is what it was for Zion, and maybe he gets like 750K slid to his parents and they get something paid off. Now that I don't know if like a South Carolina State can compete with that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Might be able to get the trap dude down the street to help fund that shit. You know what I mean? It might be able to get him to do it or something. I don't know where they can get the money from, but maybe.
shout out Orangeburg, man. Had the worst trip of my life, worst best trip of my life to South Carolina State in Orangeburg. Like, one of my best college memories, but I would not do it again. But I would encourage everyone to do it at least once.
Shit. Why do y'all reporters wear a mask while they report? That's weird. Anyway, sorry. NBA back, man. But
Hey, but before y'all get started here, I gotta break out, man. Been fun, even though it was short. I'm gonna try and jump on next time y'all do it, man. I didn't know y'all were video recording, man. I look like I've been quarantined for the past few months, man.
yeah, that's why
But let me,
I ain't shaved, man. My shit.
yeah. Let me know next time, man. And I'll jump on with y'all again, man. Appreciate y'all have let me on though, yo.
Yeah, man, for sure. Hey, man, stay safe. I don't know if I'm gonna talk to you leave because you never really told me when you. I know you can't really tell me anyway, but stay safe, man. And hit me up, man. You know you can hit me up.
Yeah, word up. Appreciate it.
Right, man.
All right, yo. Hey, tell old
Reggie.
whack ass Reggie I said what up, man.
All right.
All He should be on
right.
soon. All right, man.
Water.
You've been able to watch any of the NBA since it started back?
Well, I don't watch practice games. That's a rule of mine. I don't watch preseason football, preseason basketball, none of that shit. So I'm watching it now because it counts. So, I mean, I peeked at the Lakers and somebody like probably like the first one of the first days. Like I had it on in the background, and then I like turned it, but it was just good knowing that I could turn it on. You know what I mean? I think it was Dallas or somebody.
Yeah, we was watching that. I was drinking though, so I wasn't paying.
So, what you think? Like this whole Lou Will shit, like blown completely out of proportion.
hey man, you gonna like, I'm not saying Lou Will's, but nigga, I'm like, and I understand strip clubs do be having some fire food. Magic City in particular is the one that they're talking about. I haven't been, but I've heard that the food is beyond gas. So to think that he left the Orlando bubble to drive to Atlanta for some wings.
Well, for a funeral.
Like, come on now. Like,
No, for a funeral. He was there for a funeral.
I know he was there for a funeral, but he stopped through for a few minutes just to eat some wings inside.
No. He picked them up.
He picked them up.
Yeah, he said he was there like 20 minutes. Now, some reports
had a picture taken. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, so like, some reporter went after that happened and like, you know, tested out the whole thing, and he said he was waiting for like 30 minutes for his wings or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I also think that's a ploy to get you to get, like, lap dances. I don't know if it's actually open for lap dances and stuff, but, you know, I don't think it takes 20, 30 minutes to make wings. But, you know, that's, like, the whole, like, let you cook. Maybe you'll look at the girls and spend some money type of thing. But I don't think it's actually as big of a deal as people think it is, because – the culture of Atlanta in the South in general with strip clubs, like, it's not like a, it's not that stigma that it might have been like when I was growing up or whatever. Is like, it's a normal thing kind of thing, you know. Some people go to strip club.
Like, don't get me wrong, I would have did the same thing. But what I'm saying is, when you know you left the bubble in, you had an excuse, and I'm not saying that he can't go pick up his own food or something like that. You just have to know, I'm Lou Will. I play for the Clippers, who are one of the favorites. Have to know how that looks.
Yeah.
Period. I'm Lou Will. I'm walking in the strip club while I'm out on leave, going back into a secluded bubble. Like, even if you were there just for food, and that can be the truest story in the world, you just got to know how that's going to look. You can't be surprised when the story comes out, especially after you take a picture with Jack Harlow in the club or whatever, even if y'all was just waiting for your food. Like, the story is going to be the story, so you can't be surprised at the, oh, I don't know why y'all tripping. Because, no, that's exactly why people tripping, because you let it get out that it happened. Like, if you're just going to pick up your food, just go pick up your food and go home or wherever you at. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to document it. Jack Harlow too, because like, dog, what the fuck you even had to do that for, man? Like, come on, man.
Like, what did that do for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what did that do for you posting that?
I mean, he got a popping song right now, but you know what I'm saying? He's got a hot song right now, so you know he's gonna be like, hey, things while I'm on. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm fucking with Lou Will in the club, you know? Shit.
If he didn't have that bubble mask on, they could have went along with that lie, but saying it was old, but he had the NBA bubble mask on, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been hearing about Jack Harlow. I still haven't listened to his music yet, so I might have to get with you on what I should be listening to. But, so I don't know why he's a big deal yet, but, so is he a snitch, man? Is he a dry snitch?
In this instance, he is. But from what I know about Jack Harlow, he's decent. So it's just probably it's a one-off mistake.
Yeah. It's a honest mistake. Hey, this dude, hundreds of times probably, I've posted stuff and then deleted it so many times. Like, I've posted joints and stuff and been like, yo, why did I post that? Let me just take that off, dude. Or just dumb shit, just stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm fucking, well, me and Lou Will probably the same age, but I don't know. But still, everybody's, I guess, entitled to some dumb shit, but don't think it was that big a deal. And I just hate hearing Kendrick Perkins talk. Like, I have a personal gripe. I can't stand his voice. I hate it. He sounds like he's crying. I hate it. I hate his beard. His beard looks like the shit that you put on the microphone. Like on the, I just don't. I hate him. I hate him. So anytime anytime Kendrick Perkins is on TV yelling about someone needs to be responsible and shit, I'm good on that. But shout out to Lil Will, man. You a legend. You got wings named after you at Magic City. And that, so that's enough. We always gonna remember you, man.
He's not going to be able to play for the opening.
Two games, right?
Yeah, for first two games. Yeah, the opening game's tonight, right?
Yeah, they're playing right now. Playing the Lakers. I got it on right now. So Jack Harlow sending over that bread for two game checks, man. Lou Will got kids, man. But anyway, does the pandemic put an asterisk? I never really know how to say there were asterisks by this year's championship.
We talked about it before, but it's one of those
Really?
things.
Well.
We did, but still, it's like one of those things where, like, I think opinions can change to get closer. Because, like, now when I'm watching the games, my biggest fear was that, okay, after so many months off of basketball, teams only have what, three or four games to get right, and then it's back to the playoff race. And who's going to say how rusty a team has gotten? Or, now you got player, half the Brooklyn Nets are have opted out of playing and shit like that. So I don't think it makes it as bad as I thought it would have been. But it's just gonna look bad if a good team loses early. That's why I think it would look bad. I don't think if you get two very good teams that make it pretty far and shit happens, all right, well, shit, y'all just balling at that point. All that season fatigue shit goes out the window. It's just who balling right now, right? But if it was like the Milwaukee Bucks are down 2-1 in the first round, and because this niggas just suck because they haven't shot a basketball in 3 months, then it'd be like, all right, yeah, are we gonna say that that shit would have really happened if this was being played in April? That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, I think this is this.
Bad. If Lakers look bad because they got two new dudes on there right now. It was Dion Waiters and who
Yeah.
else? And J.R. Smith. Yeah, so if like they come in and their ass and they're depending on them, then it's looking like, oh, we'll see. The Lakers wouldn't have had to depend on them if they had, rolled into the playoffs while they were hot, because they were hot back in
They
March.
were out.
Like they were six games in the league for the first place in the West or something like that,
Something like that. I think they were close.
or
I
like
don't think
five.
they had, did they have the best record in the league, or was that the Bucks?
Now the Bucks had the best record, but the Lakers were number one in the West. So they're like, these niggas was rolling. So it's like all that momentum is gone. Like it's starting from scratch right now. So I think if anything, that would be the excuse, Oh, well, 3 months and everyone lost the momentum. So that's why, because everyone likes to throw like invisible momentum as to a reason why someone wins or loses. Really, like I'm glad the NBA is back, but I'm really not hype about this whole bubble shit, to be honest. It's all right, like my interest is not there.
No,
Not really.
you think when playoffs start, or are you just not interested at all in general?
Like I'm kind of. And it's usually just because by this time of year, like, I'm just not into basketball anymore.
Yeah.
My personal interest goes like with the seasons. So like when it's football season, I'm usually all in on football. I don't really give a fuck about the NBA while football's on, until like when it's almost playoff time for football and the regular season's winding down. I'm like, okay, well, now I'm fucking paying attention to the NBA. And then when football's over, then I'm all in on NBA or just basketball in general. I don't really give a fuck about anything else. And then I don't really fuck around with baseball until basketball's over to cover that dead period between football, basketball, and football starting back up. So it's like right now is where I normally would be watching baseball or following baseball. I don't watch 162 games, but I'll follow the shit, right? And these motherfuckers just started it up, their season, and fucking 3 games in, you get a fucking outbreak, and 17 people, two staffers for the Marlins have got that shit.
All right.
And that shit's just...
What leagues finished their season?
Like, that started earlier? Because this is a new season.
I mean, like, as of now, like, seasons restarting and starting, what leagues do you think actually finished their seasons?
Oh, which ones will finish? I think all of them will finish. They'll find a way just because they're not going to do, like, what – it was just horrible timing for the NCAA tournament. Like, they canceled the NCAA tournament. That's, like, what they said, like, $1 billion lost or some shit like that.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted to shut down their programs off of that.
Yeah, so there's people that were, like, really hurt by that. It just happened to be, like, the whole shit broke out, like, right before the tournament started. So they had no choice just to scrap the whole shit. But this is – it kind of pissed me off now because you had 4 months almost to plan, you know what I'm saying, for shit starting up now. And you're still not in a place where – I know the virus isn't inevitable or is that the virus kind of is inevitable, but – it's more of mitigating spread. Like, if someone gets it, it shouldn't be to a point where you have nothing in place to stop it from spreading to 16 other people.
Yeah.
Like, what are you not implementing to where, or on the flip side, as if you're a player, if it's not systematic, if you're a player or a staffer or whatever, what are you not doing to enable that? Because, you know, it's not like you don't know. Like, if this shit happened in March, okay, niggas didn't know then, you know what I'm saying? But it's been, you've been in quarantine and shit for 4 months now. Like, you fucking know. When you're around people, you wear a mask. You don't share close space with hella people. You don't, you know, share, you know, food and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit that should be common sense now. So it's like, what the fuck are y'all doing to...
People living reckless, man.
Spreading like...
The crazy thing is, like, the NBA season might finish, but then... The next season, like, they're talking about how much it costs for this bubble. Now they might have to have multiple bubbles or call them pods or whatever in order to do that next year. Like, it's going to be really interesting to see because, like, I don't think people understand that they're playing for the future kind of the league because, like, the cap is going to be in a frenzy. Like, that shit is going to be crazy. Like, they're probably going to tear up that CBA. And it's going to be just like, it's going to be crazy how they do this and how they prorate the salaries. And I don't know what they're going to do, man. But this shit is, it don't look like it's ending time soon. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. You're not interested in any of this NBA bubble living and any of that stuff either? None of that interests you?
Oh, I'm really sick of that shit. Just because that's part of the life that you work for. You grind your whole fucking life to just get to that point of freedom where, hey, you know, you made it. And now you lock down to a campus and, you know, people are, you got to sign in, sign out, quarantine when you come back in, all that shit. And it's
if
lifestyle that these niggas spent 18, 20 years working for. So. Yeah.
If you was an NBA player, would you go to a bubble or would you opt out?
It depends on the money, to be honest. If I was like a decently paid player and I'm like on a 7th, 8th seed, no, I'm not going in for that. Like, I don't care how that looks, but it's not worth it to me. Now, if you got a chance to win a championship, a real chance, you're in a top 3 seed. And or if you know you're kind of living check to check, because a lot of people don't realize there are NBA players that are living paycheck to paycheck. Even if their paycheck is larger, they're still living off those, you know. So if I was in that situation, yes, I would still be in the bubble. Ooh. But like Bradley Beal, no. Yeah. We get Damian. Would not catch me in there.
Some people argue it's safer in the bubble than out here, though.
Potential,
but or you still are.
But if you're at home and you're going grocery shopping or whatever, you're still going to come into contact with a whole bunch of people. Those people still got to get food in and out of the bubble, They're not self-sustained. They're not growing everything in the bubble. Something's got to get shipped in and shipped out. There's going to be some point of interaction somewhere. So what I feel is if there is an outbreak, you are trapped in with that many more people.
I feel you.
Versus if you have someone in your house get it. Okay, we got one person in your house gets it. You can isolate that person.
For sure.
But
you got anything else you want to touch on, man? Sports or otherwise, before we get out of there?
Dude, were we recording this whole time?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I just been talking shit. I was not in podcast mode.
My bad.
No, I mean, it's cool, because I don't think I said nothing out the way. Like, I could have said, some wild shit just now.
Oh.
I was not thinking about, you know what I'm saying?
My bad, man. I should have said we were recording.
Nah, but you good, for though. Sure. Other than that, yeah, I shouldn't say I'm not excited for the NBA, because when it actually does start getting into it, like the games that matter, like the last couple games going into the playoffs and the playoffs itself, like it's not like I'm going to be like, oh, fuck it. Like, no, I'm going to watch it. It's going to be good. So, yeah, I'm going to say that. But am I like popping bottles because the NBA is back right now? No, that's kind of what I meant by that.
Gotcha. Like, I feel you.
I'm excited for baseball coming back, or baseball starting, because we just missed the whole start of the season by, like.
I feel you. I'm glad it's back. I'm glad I have the option to watch it. I'll be more hyped when the playoffs start. I'm glad these guys able to keep this shit going. Hey, man, I just want to tell everybody, anyone who's listening, stay safe. This shit is real. It's not a hoax. People are dying. People are really sick. We don't know what this thing will do. Wear your mask. Stay 6 feet away. Don't be going to parties and all kind of other dumb shit. Weird shit. Don't die over a haircut or to get your nails done. It's not worth it. All right, you're going to feel like a bozo. You die because your ass just couldn't stay away from brunch. You know what I mean? So don't do it. I want to see a bunch of people that I love, and I'm just like, it's not worth it. I'm in like the worst county in northern Florida right now. I might got it. You know what I'm saying? I probably do got it. I'm just not, just asymptomatic. But everybody's. I haven't, because just from the reason I haven't got tested. Is because I was listening to this one doctor, and he was like, unless you're having respiratory problems, you should stay out of the hospital, because all you're doing is exposing yourself and probably going to get it going to the hospital to get tested, or you're like taking it up for other people who, because a lot of people, they get tested and they're positive, but they just send them home because they're good. Like, just quarantine, whatever. It's for the people who are really like hurting, like they got some serious symptoms. So I haven't went. I thought about just going just for the hell of it, or just when if I want some time off, because if you go get tested, you have to isolate yourself so you can't come to work. So I thought about it, but probably not going to do it unless I have a reason, or unless it starts to get more plentiful as far as the testing goes, because I don't want to get in the way of all that shit. But I haven't had any symptoms. I feel healthy. So, but that doesn't mean I don't have it. So a lot of us probably do. Don't know what the effect of that'll be in the long term. So, hey, man, just wear your mask. Keep one in your car and you'll be good. You know what I'm saying? Everybody stay safe. Look out for each other. It's crazy times, man. It's crazy. Monumental. Shit for the history books. I'm just curious how they're going to write it. You know what I'm saying? Just ride it the right way. You know what I mean? Facts.
Do you end the recording without cutting the whole thing off?
Yeah.
Okay. I just ask you something afterwards.
Yeah. So, also, I am starting a new company, Nomad Flix Productions, photography, video servicing, editing, all that good stuff. If you want your baby shower, your wedding, you want a music video, if you want your class pictures, whatever, whatever you want, some boudoir pics, whatever you want, got it. Nomad Flix on Instagram and _Nixon on Instagram, Twitter. Holla at me. Ask your girl for my number. She got it. If you need business, holla at me. We here. Cheer. All right. Episode 69. Pick up podcast. Resi the bitch.